Howie out of the gun. Drops back, looking over the middle. Throws to his right, and it's going to be caught. Andrew Clark, and he's got the touchdown.
Mix 93 WKMJ, the Michigan Tech football team, playing their final game of the regular season this weekend, a long trip to Lake Erie. And we'll have the broadcast for you on Mix 93 WKMJ this past weekend, taking on undefeated Ashland. 40-14 was the final. Ashland, a very good team, obviously, at their arena, at their field. And things didn't go that well for the Huskies. That touchdown tied the game up, I believe, 7-7 at the time. But a pretty good second quarter there for the Ashland Eagles. Head coach Tom Curley joins us now. And, Coach, I listened to your post game with Wes and the quotes that we had, and just one of those games that didn't go our way, it sounds like.
Well, you throw a pick on the first play from scrimmage, and you hate to say that's a sign of things to come, Dirk, but I think it was. They're a very good football team. Let's give them credit, but we did a lot of things that made them look probably, we'd like to think, better than they were. We just really. Really didn't play well. We turned it over 5 times. I mean, we threw more picks on Saturday than we'd thrown all year, combined. So we didn't play well. You get into all that analyzing and psycho stuff and, what happened. And, we got drilled.
Coach, when you look at the offense, obviously we had that interception, but then that very next drive looked good. It looked like a normal Tech drive, able to convert some third downs, took some clock there, able to get it into the end zone. At that point, were you feeling like, okay, we can move the ball on these guys and get back into this game?
Right. After we tied it 7-7 on that drive, you had a feeling that we had a chance, but I don't think we forced them to punt until late in the ball game when it was pretty much over. So and then we turned it over two more times in the second quarter and couldn't get off the field, and they were, I don't know what they were, 12 or 15 I think in third downs or something like that. There was no one problem, I guess. There was a lot of problems.
Is that Ashland offense just a bad matchup for our defense, or is it just because their personnel are so good?
No, I felt going in that we'd play that offense well. We did last year against them, relatively the same people. They've got some weapons. I mean, the tight end is a weapon. He's 6'6", 6'7", kid that can run and get behind you, and you can't cover him with linebackers, and you try to play DBs on him, then someone gets freed up. Quarterback is very, very efficient. He just, the ball is always where it should be. He's not greedy. He'll dump the ball down. He'll throw the ball out on the edge if you're covering, and he does a really nice job of directing their attack. And their punter right now would be leading the league, but he doesn't have enough punts to qualify for punting statistics in the league. I mean, they just, everybody's had a hard time making them punt. They do a great job of controlling the ball and scoring points.
How about offensively, other than Cowie having an off day? Seemed like running the football, we were able to get some things going. Had 2 rushers over 80 yards.
Well, we did, but in fairness to them, they pulled the dogs off. We had a drive at the end, which was a nice drive for a couple of our younger kids. But they had their 2s and maybe even 3s in, so it wasn't where we're lining up and knocking their 1s around at all. But there was a nice drive at the end. Isaiah Hackney came in at quarterback, and Tanner Kaisers was playing fullback by that time, and James Henderson was a tailback. We had a couple young people up front and did put a nice drive together and, scored with about 2-3 minutes to go.
Coach, another long road trip coming up, and the last game of the season. We know now that we're probably out of the national tournament picture at this point. How do you get these guys up and ready to go for the final game on another long road trip?
Well, I think we'll play well, Wes. I always believe, in our kids that they're going to play hard and play well. They got a chance to finish 7-3. 7-3 gets you no worse than tied for fourth in a 14-team league. That's top quarter or close. It's a team that did go undefeated at home. 7-3 put you right there with some good teams. We won a championship here at 7-3, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, and it's got a chance to finish on a very positive note. And I really believe that we'll go down there and play very well.
Talk about this Lake Erie team, Coach. As Wes mentioned, throwing up a lot of points and a losing effort, 56-54 against Wayne State.
Right, they've been in a bunch of track meets. They were last year. You look, they're in the statistics right now. I think they're down at the bottom in most of the categories defensively. But offensively, I think they're second in the league in rushing, and we're second in the league in rushing defense. So that should be a good matchup. I mean, we've prepped our young people that this is a great chance. I mean, the back is as good as there is. He was third in the Harlan Hill voting last year as a junior. He's had had an injury and missed a couple games early, but lately he's been averaging 185 games. He's got 18 touchdowns. He's as good as back as as I've seen in this league in quite a while.
He's able to bust it wide. Isn't that one of his
things? Yeah, and he'll make the one thing he can do, he has got a great ability to make you miss. If people get him into small areas, and he's just got a great ability to make a guy miss a tackle and look bad, and then he's got the great speed. Once he pops it, he's gone. Remember, he had the one against us last year that I don't know what it was, 80 yards, and by the time he was at his own 25 yard line, you knew it was gone because there was just no one's going to catch him.
How about the region right now? You got the top two teams in the region in our conference in Ferris State and Ashland, both undefeated. Unfortunately, those guys don't play each other. That would be a pretty good matchup to watch.
Well, that could happen. I spent some time before the game with Lee Owens at Ashland, and they've got a week off, which I think would help them. They can get some guys healthy, and they're going to do some things to get ready for the playoffs. And now that they're assured of a bid, and it should be a great playoff season. Those two teams, Grand Valley's playing very well. If they win, I mean, they're right on the bubble right now. Mm-hmm. They'll have one of those situations where we looked at the schedule last year as far do they get in or does Mesa get in if Mesa passes them, because they're playing a team with more wins and Grand Valley's got Saginaw, and there's a whole lot of math. It's way over my head.
All right, Coach. Well, last game of the regular season at Lake Erie. Game time is 1 o'clock on Saturday. Wes will have the broadcast starting at 12:30 here on Mix 93. It's been a great season to watch Michigan and listen to Michigan Tech football. And I know it's a bummer that we're probably not going to make the postseason, but we want to congratulate you on another and hopefully a 7-3 season. I mean, that's still nothing to to sniff at, because this team's been a lot of fun. I think everybody enjoyed every game at the at Sherman Field this year.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Dirk. We've kept them in the stands at home. There's no question there. So, but it'd be a 7-3 football team. That's you're winning 7 out of 10. You're in the top 25% in the colleges, and it's like I said, it might not be the great season, but 7-3 is a pretty good football team.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Have a safe trip down there, and bring back another win for us, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Tom Curley here on Mix 93, the head coach of the football Huskies. We've got more Drive Time coming up right after these.